American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The Supreme Court has denied Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s request to be taken off the ballot in key swing states. Here's Fox's David Sputt.
The Supreme Court has declined to take RFK Jr.'s name off ballots in Michigan and Wisconsin. This is something that he wanted to do. The Trump campaign probably upset by this, as RFK has pledged his support to Donald Trump, though his name will remain on ballots in Michigan and Wisconsin, meaning people can vote for him even though he's no longer a candidate. Ballots there were already printed, so a loss for RFK Jr. at the Supreme Court.
Voting is already underway in both of these states, with more than 850,000 absentee ballots already returned in Wisconsin and more than 1.5 million returned in Michigan. Democrat vice presidential candidate Tim Walz was asked about his comments comparing Americans attending President Trump's Madison Square Garden rally to Nazis. He spoke with WISN 12.
You said over the weekend, referring to it, there's a direct parallel to a big rally that happened in the mid-1930s at Madison Square Garden.
Well, look,
you were comparing that rally to a Nazi rally?
Look, I'm comparing it to the hate that came out of this, and I think they confirmed that.
You stand by that comparison, though, to a Nazi rally?
Look, the rally, you saw it for yourself. I'll let the American public make the decision of what they saw.
What about you, though?
So I know what I saw, and I'll just leave it at that.
Multiple outlets report that Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will be interviewed by podcaster Joe Rogan in Austin, Texas, tomorrow. CNN fires conservative commentator Ryan Gudurski after an exchange with a Muslim guest. This followed a contentious on-air exchange where he told a panelist that, "I hope your beeper doesn't go off." The two men were on a panel on Newsnight talking about Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden. Fox reports former President George W. Bush's daughter, Barbara Pierce Bush, joined the Kamala Harris campaign last weekend in Pennsylvania. Her endorsement of Harris came after her mother and father said they had no plans to endorse either candidate this election. However, people from administrations of former Presidents George W. and George H.W. Bush are supporting Harris, including former Vice President Dick Cheney. The New York Times is reporting Kamala Harris ordered a review of national intelligence reports looking for gender bias in the way female leaders were described, while other outlets report that she ignores the actual intelligence in the reports. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
Only 2 weeks into her term as vice president, Kamala Harris was parsing intelligence reports for the adjectives used to describe female leaders, words she says were rarely used to describe men. The actual adjectives and leaders are classified and were not revealed. Washington Times columnist Robert Knight says Harris is all about the DEI.
Well, this fits the pattern because Kamala Harris has pushed DEI for years. She's all for affirmative action. She's for quotas. She's for dividing people by putting them in identity groups and pitting them against each other.
He says it's a trend that started under the most divisive president in American history.
The Biden-Harris administration is the most divisive administration since the Obama administration, and it really just reflects the third term of the Obama administration, if you want to look at it that way.
But in July, investigative reporter Seymour Hersh reported that Harris did not read her intel reports and, in fact, at some point, asked the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to stop briefing her altogether. In other words, according to Knight, Harris fixated on some perceived equity issues and totally ignored the real threats to the country.
It is very unsettling that she would spend this much time on gender quotas and other things rather than the intelligence that we desperately need to keep our country safe. The commander-in-chief is more than a military leader. The president has the nuclear codes.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
The World Health Organization says more than 8 million people were diagnosed with tuberculosis last year. That's the highest number recorded since the UN Health Agency began keeping track. The agency's report was released today. It also says that TB has likely returned to being the world's leading infectious disease killer after being replaced by COVID-19. See more news at AFN.net.